Well, good afternoon. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming at you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because, of course, we have a very, very special guest, one of my favorites anyway. That's Dr. Michael Kaufman, will be with us here in just a moment. And, of course, I want to mention that if you've been listening to the last hour, they've mentioned several times Bob Chapman's newsletter. Well, Bob Chapman writes a fascinating newsletter. I always really enjoy reading it from beginning to end. It's about 30 pages, comes out once a week. It keeps you busy, but Bob has done a tremendous job of pulling together all the various things dealing with what's happening economically, and he's going to be our guest on Genesis program this coming Friday. So you'll certainly want to be tuning in so you can actually hear Bob Chapman. But right now, let's go to our special guest this afternoon, Dr. Michael Kaufman. Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
Very good, Stan. How about yourself?
Oh, doing just fine. And of course, we're going to talk a little bit about globalization. We're going to be talking about really what's happening to our society. The average American doesn't understand the one reason for the war in Iraq is to distract us from what's happening here at home. And just as we fought the war in Vietnam, to distract us from what was happening at home, as the Supreme Court took God and prayer out of our schools, found that a woman had a right to abort her children, changed our immigration laws to change the structure of our society and convert us from a Christian republic into a secular democracy, into a multicultural society. The Vietnam served a very useful purpose, and that was distraction, as we moved into the great society and moved from freedom towards socialism, towards fascism. And, of course, what's happening now as far as the war in Iraq is concerned is, while we're watching what's going on over there, we're really not realizing the true significance of the fact that we have an organized program to ship our jobs overseas, to ship our factories overseas, and the average American doesn't understand what's happening. We're told you have to, in a vibrant economy, manufacture about 300,000 new jobs in the United States a month to keep our economy going and provide jobs for all the new people coming into the market. In the month of December, we manufactured 1,000 new jobs. And, of course, how many other jobs were lost during that period of time as IBM and all the great industries are moving offshore? Michael, what in heaven's name is happening? Where is the outcry from our political leaders? Where is the outcry from the American people?
That's a very good question, Stan, and one which disturbs me as it does you greatly, because we have a massive hemorrhaging of jobs. These are middle-income jobs. We're rapidly losing our middle-income class because our nation is allowing these jobs to flow overseas without any type of activity to draw jobs back to the United States, primarily through the fact that it's so expensive for these companies to operate in the United States. They can't possibly even begin to operate, and they have to go to where the labor is cheap.
And I think the other thing that that people really must understand is that what is happening is not happening by accident. It's happening by intent, because actually, in many instances, our government or government agencies are subsidizing and financing these companies and encouraging them to move overseas. It's all part of the old Marxist concept of redistribution of wealth, the wealth of the American people. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our special guest this afternoon, Dr. Michael Kaufman, and we're talking about globalization. We're talking about what's happening to the economy. We're talking about how convenient it is to have the war overseas. And while our attention is focused on what's going on Iraq, on the phony war on terror, and it is a phony war on terror. It's been over 2 years since the September 11th attack, and not one major attack in the United States. Do you really believe that there are terror cells all across our country? Do you really believe, of course, that we're in a real threat? Do you really believe that they're leaving our borders open if they really believe that their Islamic terrorists are going to come into this country? Do you really believe that what the cleverest thing in the world was to attack Iraq so we would fight the terrorists on the streets of Baghdad rather than the streets of Boston and Baltimore? Well, if you believe that, you've been listening to Rush Limbaugh and Bill O'Reilly too long. So the important thing, I think, that for the American people to understand is that while our attention is focused on other issues, why globalization, a carefully planned and programmed a Marxist concept of redistribution of your wealth to other people, is taking place. Pick up the story from there, Michael.
There's no question about it. What we're seeing here, and what most people don't recognize, is that in order to accomplish this redistribution of wealth, you have to change the whole way of thinking of the American people. And it's been going on now for over 100 years in an attempt to basically strip us of our historical understanding of our Constitution and what we really are all about in the concept of why property rights are so important. Why John Locke is known as the father of our Constitution, because these kinds of things are critically important to have a vibrant and dynamic free market system that is essential to what we would term as the true type of capitalism. Not the capitalism that we're seeing going on in the world today, but the true type of capitalism, free market enterprise.
And I think that what we do is we make a terrible mistake by using the Marxist term capitalism without understanding that the real thing that we want is a free enterprise system.
That's right. And the whole dialogue in the American system, in their education system, in their television, in the political situation, and our economic systems are switching us from the Lockean model of liberty and self-reliance and individual sovereignty to one of socialism, where the government basically decides what is good and are not good for you and I and forces us to do it, which is patterned exactly after the Jean-Jacques Rousseau concept, who followed John Locke back a couple hundred years ago and established a contrarian type of society where government should be in control, be the master of everything.
Hold that thought right there. Well, Dr. Stan, and our special guest this afternoon, Dr. Michael Kaufman, and we're going to be talking about really the background philosophically of how we got to where we are today. And you really can't understand what is happening unless you understand the influence of the thought of Rousseau, unless you understand the concepts that certainly were laid out by John Locke, the concepts that were laid out by Samuel Rutherford, the concepts laid out by Frederick Bastiat and by Karl Marx. The trouble is that they've dumbed down the American people so well in our schools and in our colleges, and I will have to admit, I'm a victim of one of those colleges. I graduated from the University of California back about 1949, and I minored in history. And I had a 5 out of Kappa, and I thought I was so smart. And I want you to know I wasn't smart at all. I mean, I had good grades, but that didn't mean I really knew anything. I wasn't educated. I was indoctrinated. And I didn't understand any of the things that Michael is going to tell you, Dr. Michael Kaufman is going to tell you. So, Michael, let's start with Rousseau. Why are Rousseau's ideas so important? And then, of course, the evolution of Rousseau, Locke, certainly Frederick Bastiat, Karl Marx, and then, of course, what's taking place today, because people can't understand that their heritage is being stolen from them, their children's heritage is being stolen, and their organized effort out there, people working on the other side, they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. So pick up the story.
Well, if you go back, and you even touch on it, I believe, in your book, Brotherhood in Darkness, the Brotherhood of Darkness, and the fact that we go back 100, 200 years ago, and there was this philosophy that was coming in for control. And I just want to read out of a portion out of what Jean-Jacques Rousseau has written. where he says that whoever refuses to obey the general will. Now, what is the general will? The general will is supposedly what everybody believes. It's the political correctness of the day. Shall be constrained to do so by the entire body. In this lies the key to the entire working of the political machine. This alone legitimizes civil undertakings. What he basically established was the kind of concept where the state is in control of everything. The general will, or the public good, or whatever you want to call it, political correctness, it doesn't matter what you call it, is defined by a select group of people, the minority controlling the actions of the majority.
And that's really what socialism is all about. Stripped of all of its idealism, there is an elite that controls. And this is what happened in Benito Mussolini's Italy. They called it fascism. This is what happened in Hitler's Germany. They called it Nazism. This is what happened in Stalin's Russia. They called it communism. And the average individual has no idea. They think that these Marxist ideas are the redistributing of the wealth of the wealthy. No. It's, of course, to take the wealth of the middle class and transfer it to the wealthy.
Exactly. And what Rousseau was saying, I remember he was writing this in the mid-1700s. The first French Revolution didn't occur till 1792, the second one in 1848. Do I have that backwards?
No, it was 1789. Was the
1789, right. Whatever. But he wrote this before the revolution, and so they still had the feudal form of government where you had the elite controlling everything. And he said this in some of his works, the Discourse on the Origin of Inequality, and he says that inequality is created by property rights. Property rights were designed by the rich to place new fetters on the poor and gave new powers to the rich, which irretrievably destroyed natural liberty, and for the advantage of a few ambitious individuals, subjected all mankind to perpetual labor, slavery, and wretchedness. And this is what your colleges around the country right now are teaching our kids, our young adults, or late teenagers, that the property right, whole concept of property rights is corrupt. It causes all kinds of social ills and so forth, when in fact just the opposite is the case. And what we're seeing now is a major, major effort, and it's been going on for well over 100 years, as you well know, to shift us from the John Locke concept of the importance of private property rights to the Jean-Jacques Rousseau, even though he wrote this at a time when property rights were not available to the general people.
All right, well, let's get into John Locke, because what John Locke was, what, about the mid-1600s when he was writing?
Mid-1600s, just preceded Rousseau.
All right, fine. So John Locke was an English philosopher, and he wrote about certain things like life, liberty, and property.
That's correct.
He wrote about the nature's God and nature's law, and there was a law above the state, and that, of course, was God's law. And it was from God's law that we got our right to life, liberty, and property, not from the state. And certainly Locke was really the main inspiration behind the Declaration of Independence, and you'll find his references to life, liberty, and, well, they put in pursuit of happiness, but originally the words were life, liberty, and property.
Correct.
That Jefferson put in, and of course opens with that phrase about nature's God and nature's law, and there's not one person in 1,000 that knows that today, because they've intentionally dumbed down the American people.
And that's what we have to understand, that what John Locke established, this concept, it was really a new concept that was alien to most of human history, and was the birth, basically the cornerstone of the new United States that was being created at that very moment in time.
And of course it was this idea that freedom comes from God, or that when the Spirit,
yes,
of the Lord is, there is liberty. And it was these ideas, now that people could read the Bible, they could begin to get these phraseology out of the Bible, and this idea that liberty and God went together, for where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is
That's
liberty.
Right. What we're seeing, obviously, is the tearing down of this concept. And primarily it's because, as you said, these unalienable rights of life, liberty, and estate is what he said, which is property, which Jefferson then changed it into pursuit of happiness, but for a reason that we can talk about if we want to. But the fact is, he was actually almost copying John Locke. And the whole concept of life, liberty, and property is central to the fact that they're unalienable rights. They're God-given. And if you look at Jean-Jacques Rousseau and the general will, they're government-given. And that is the big difference between the two. One is established by God. They're inalienable. The government cannot change them. The second one, the government can change them at will.
And I think this is really pivotal to what's going on today, because the American concept had its basis in Locke's ideas. That, of course, our freedom comes from God. The idea is, of course, it fomented the French Revolution and then dominated France all during the 18th and 19th century, was that, of course, that man could determine what was right and wrong, and that led to revolution after revolution after revolution, and no stability at all,
yes,
and very little freedom for the people over there. In other words, our revolution was based upon a belief in God. Theirs was based upon a desire to destroy God, to destroy the Catholic Church, to destroy a belief in a higher truth, and man would come up with utopia. And of course, what did they get but war after war, and soon they had Napoleon, and they got rid of one emperor and they got a new emperor, and then of course the revolution of 1830 and the revolution of 1848 and the revolution of 1872, a series of revolutions, each one of course with more devastation, loss of property and loss of human life, because they turned their back on God, just as we are doing here in America today.
That's right, and I really do believe that there has been a systematic effort over the last 100 years, especially the last 50 years, to develop this concept of the separation of church and state as being one of the primary tools from getting us away from this concept of unalienable rights, and put then all rights as dependent upon the government, just as Jean-Jacques Rousseau said. And if you trace all of the intrusions into our freedom, the loss of liberty, the corruption of the whole political system here in the United States, it all goes back to this concept of Jean-Jacques Rousseau, that the state should control everything.
I agree with you totally. And of course, it's so important that people do understand this history. So we had Rousseau and of course, Locke, two opposite poles, like a North and a South Pole. And then, of course, we saw the American Revolution based upon John Locke. And we saw the French Revolution based upon Rousseau and Voltaire, and of course total chaos. And then we move fast forward towards 1848, when Karl Marx writes his Communist Manifesto. Incidentally, he was actually paid to do that by organizations, by the secret society, specifically the Society of the Just, but they never tell you that. He was simply a front man for people who wanted to change society. And of course, the Communist Manifesto laid out the plan to centralize all power with government and to take away all freedom. But there was another man named Frederick Bastiat, and who was Bastiat, and why was he important?
He was a French philosopher and legislator. He was actually in the first French legislature after the Revolution of 1848. Penned a little small book. It's only about 70 or 80 pages long, as I recall. One of the most powerful books that I have ever seen, showing how the whole concept of socialism is doomed to failure, and how the concept of debt, John Locke actually presented and so forth, is the model to to the ability for a person to be truly free. It is an astonishing book, very clearly written, as is translated from France, and he died the following year. I don't know if it has anything to do with it. Nothing's ever been said, but the fact is he was voted in as a state legislature or a French legislature, and he wrote the book, and he caused a lot of friction and so forth, because the French legislature wanted to impose this concept of Jean-Jacques Rousseau and socialism, and Frederick Bastiat basically confronted that whole thing with this little book, and then he suddenly died the following year.
Incidentally, we should point out that Radio Liberty does carry that little book. It's called The Law by Frederick Bastiat. You can get it by itself or with another book called Fiat Money Inflation in France, telling about what happened in France following the Revolution of 1789. It's sort of like deja vu all over again, because you'll see happening there exactly what's happening here in America today. And with the spiraling prosperity came the downward spiraling of morality and concepts of right and wrong and real values. And now we've got Bart on the line. Bart, did you have a quick question? Bart?
Yes, sir, I did. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I have a quick question. Sir, for a good while now, I have strongly believed that the New World Order will have to run the last 100 yards naked, and I believe we're in that phase now, and the program is becoming so blatant that I am noticing an awakening among people I talk to. Are you noticing an awakening among people you talk to?
Well, I'll tell you what, Art, we're going to have to go to a break, and you hang on. We'll be glad to talk to you as soon as we get back, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
if there's any one tape that you should hear, it's my talk on geopolitics, an untold story that is vitally important if America is to survive as a free nation. It goes into the background of the forces that have created the wars of the 20th century, the Boer War, the First World War, the Second World War, Korea, Vietnam. We go into the ideological and the spiritual battle behind the forces that have moved America from crisis to crisis and are currently undermining the very fabric of our society. That number again, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and the tape, Geopolitics. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of my talk on geopolitics.
Hello, this is health journalist Bill Sardi. Recently, a medical journal reported on the world's first proven remedy for the common cold, allicin, the active ingredient in garlic. During winter months, a pure allicin garlic extract reduced the risk of the common cold by 50%. This was demonstrated in a double-blind, placebo-controlled study, science's highest measure of effectiveness. Where do you get pure allicin? You won't find it in store-bought garlic pills, but you'll find it in Alamax. Alamax provides the equivalent of 15 cloves of fresh crushed garlic. Where do you get Alamax? Dial this number now, 866-405-4000. Learn more about Alamax at 866-405-4000.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I want to mention, of course, a couple of the items that we carry. We actually carry the Big Berkey water filters, the Berkey Light water filters. They're great filters. You put the water in the top, it comes out the bottom. The Big Berkey is made of stainless steel. The Berkey Light's made of Lexan, which is a clear plastic. The Big Berkey water filters are great. They work very efficiently, and you can clean them over and over again. They'll last for many years. The Berkey Light water filters are much more efficient, but of course they have to be replaced every 2 to 4 years. The Big Berkey is $239.95. The Berkey Light is $199. But I should tell you, you can't get a Big Berkey if you live in California or in Iowa. So Berkey Light may be what you want to go if you are living in either one of those states. You'll find that these are very efficient, great in case there's an emergency, great if you want to get rid of fluoride, but you have to get special post filters to put on the bottom. So if you'd like to learn more about the Berkey water filters, go to 1-800-544-8927. Call us or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's the Big Berkey or the Berkey Light water filters. We have one. I bet you'd enjoy having one as well. And then, of course, we want to mention we carry Miracle 2 soap products, and we can't make any medical claims for them, but I will tell you that many of our listeners do make medical claims for them, and they love the Miracle 2 soap products, and some people claims it helps them with a rash. Actually, the Miracle 2, I use the moisturizer. It certainly helped my rash. Other people use the gel on rashes or all sorts of things. They use it on acne. All we can do is suggest that you try these products and see if they'll help you in any way. Certainly, the neutralizer, some people say it helps their upper intestinal tract. Other people say it helps their lower intestinal tract. If you'd like to try the Miracle 2 soap products, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And ask for the introductory packet to the Miracle 2 products. Actually, we give you a discount if you get all five of them together. Hopefully, you'll get as used to them as we are. I wouldn't be without them. I don't think you will be either. Miracle 2 products. Well, Dr. Stan here, and Bart, you're pretty off subject, but as long as you got in, Bart had said that he thinks that as we begin moving towards this one world government, that they're going to have to race towards the finish line, in other words, to the establishment of the totalitarian world society under the ruling elite, almost as if they were naked running there, and it should be obvious that everybody would see what's happening, and yet, of course, they'd be so dissuaded by or really confused by watching what's going on in Iraq, and they'd be so concerned about what's happening to our economy, and be so wrapped up in the church growth movement and all of these other distractions which are aimed really at changing the attitude of the American people. They wouldn't see what was happening. Would you like to comment on what Bart said?
Yes. He does have an element of truth. I think we've talked on this program many, many times over the past years about the fact that when they do move in the final way, they have to expose themselves. That's why it's so critically important to realize that many of the international events, as you just described, are designed to draw our attention away from what they're doing at home. But there is another thing that we need to recognize in our discussion here tonight, is that they have literally changed the whole world view of the masses of the American people over the last generation to a generation and a half to this Jean-Jacques Rousseau concept of state control. And if you have a society that basically assumes that the government should be in control, that we have only those rights ascribed to us by the government, that we have no such thing as unalienable rights, then it makes it very easy for the government to come out with these decrees that would shock our parents and grandparents and would cause a massive revolt in the electoral box to the point where they don't even know that it's happening because they think that's the way it should be.
And I think really, Bart, people don't understand the philosophy that's involved here, which is why we're doing this program, to give you the background of the various philosophies that led us to where we are today. But what you're really doing is seeing the unfolding of this elitist philosophy, and the same people control both political parties. In fact, it was so interesting, over the weekend we saw John Kerry on 60 Minutes. Who's John Kerry, Senator John Kerry? Well, he's a member of Skull and Bones, just like George Bush. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, just like Wesley Clark. And, of course, everybody surrounds George Bush, although he himself is not a member of the CFR. Everybody surrounds him of any significance comes from the CFR. So, I mean, it's like Tweedledum or Tweedledee. And while the American people get all wrapped up in the electoral process thinking we're going to change something by our elections, why, of course, we are progressively losing our freedom. But I agree with you. I think there is an awakening, and we have a wonderful opportunity to reach more people now here through Radio Liberty. We're hoping to get our evening program onto shortwave, that we can reach everybody in the western part of the United States for that two-hour program. And I hope you'll help us and, of course, join the Radio Liberty family and contribute as we reach out with the news you're not going to get elsewhere. Anything else, Bart?
One final comment, and I'll get off. I believe strongly that this New World Order elite has used our own prosperity to numb us into a sleepy state. But now, as the economy begins to crumble, the discomfort of a collapsing economy may be just the thing to awaken people to what's going on. Thank you, gentlemen.
I think you're right. I hope and pray you're right. Let's go to Fred, who's calling from Salinas. Hi, Fred. Did you have a question having something to do with our topic today?
Yes, I wanted to give you an example of what you've been talking about in the North Pacific fishery, king crab fishery. The government has, up till now, they have given out licenses to the boats to fish. Each one could catch so much. But now I watched John McCain on the floor of the Senate explain about what come through on this omnibus bill that just got passed. Now the government has gone around the North Pacific Fishery Management Council and has said that not only will the boats catch so many crabs, they have designated the plants that will buy them. So now the government controls the catching of the product, and they also control the buying of the product, and they also control the selling of the product.
Amen to that. And, of course, what you're going to find is, of course, the people who are running these factories all interlock with the elite who run the world. And we've seen this with Tyson Foods, you know, getting into the fishing business and then using their connections with government. They were very, very close to Clinton. Well, we're just about out of time. We'll be right back here.
Can I hang on?
Yeah, you hang on until afterwards, but... And we're going to be back here in just a moment with Dr. Michael Kaufman. We'll welcome your calls here. But please try to stay on the topic. In fact, I think I'm going to ask my producer not to take any more calls, because I would like Dr. Kaufman to complete this idea of these various philosophies, starting with Jacques Rousseau, who talked about the noble savage and how we just had to develop this utopian society. And then, of course, John Locke on the other side saying, of course, we were answerable to God. And then, of course, where we are today, when we become answerable to the all-powerful state, and freedom as we've known it increasingly becomes simply a remembrance of things past.
most people laugh at the idea that there is or has been a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Conservative Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I just like to ask those of you off the listening audience, do you know anybody who would like to advertise on the Radio Liberty program here that's heard every afternoon? And, of course, this is, we hope, is going to help provide the funds so we can begin to expand our message across America. So if you know somebody who would like to advertise on this during this hour of drive time, and of course not only get their name out before the public, and they'd get a 1 minute or 30 second advertisements at a very, very competitive price. If anybody out there that you know, maybe a professional person, a dentist, I know we have one dentist who's going to be taking an advertisement with us, maybe a bookstore, somebody of course that you know would be a tribute to what we're doing, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, or if you'd like to advertise, or maybe you have a business you'd like to get before the public. We've got an awful lot of good listeners out there, so if you would be interested in advertising, or you know somebody who would like to advertise during this time period, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Our hope is we're going to be able, of course, to get our programs, our evening programs, onto shortwave so that we can actually reach increasing numbers of people while we still have the time. The big problem we have is that the American people aren't hearing the truth. They're not hearing that the electoral process has simply been trumped up. They provide a Republican candidate, and then they provide a Democrat candidate, and we vote for the candidate of their choice. Here in the state of California, a man named Brooks Firestone bought up the Republican Party. I was on the Central Committee of the Republican Party for many years. I resigned recently when the Republican Party simply went an entirely different method and backed people who want big government. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. We've still got Fred on the line. Fred, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
Yes, I want to say I've been reading everything I can of Marx and Engels and Hegel and Jung and Freud. And
have you read my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, though?
No, I haven't.
Well, I'll tell you what, forget about all those others. I mean, you can read my book in 4 hours and learn more than you'll ever get from Marx and Engels and all of these, because these were simply agents of this secret society that existed during that time. And if you doubt that, you need to get the book Fire in the Minds of Men, written by James H. Billington, the Librarian of Congress. So rather than go to the library and get books which are not going to tell you the truth, go to our website or get our catalog. I would suggest my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and certainly James H. Billington's book, Fire in the Minds of Men. Do you have any comments at all, Michael?
No, I don't, not at this particular point, Stan.
All right, fine. Thanks so very much for calling.
Have a good day.
Okay. Now, let's get back to your dissertation on, of course, Bastiat and this philosophy that led us to where we are today.
Well, you know, Bastiat was an astonishing individual. I don't think anybody has ever clearly stated the concept of the source of individual liberty and sovereignty as Bastiat did. And as all the great writers of that era during the 16, 17, 1800s, who were students or at least in agreement with John Locke, he was probably the clearest. And he basically established in this book, The Law, that it's the collective right of an individual or a group of individuals to protect their life, liberty, and property. And in order to do that, they can join forces to create a government to do that. And that's exactly how the Republic of the United States was created and why it was created. It was created to protect the life, liberty, and property of the citizens themselves. That's where this concept of government of the people, by the people, and for the people really has its roots. And Bastiat really defined this in a brilliant way, and I would advise anybody that is out there in the listening audience to order the book, The Law, from Stan, because you will have this stated so clearly in a way that you have never had it before, that you'll be able to articulate it to other people. Why life, liberty, and property, especially property, is so critically important to the free market enterprise and the United, and the existence of the United States. It's literally astonishing.
And, you know, it's really amazing to see how they brought in their planning commissions, and little bit by little bit, they've taken away our property rights, and we can't do what we want to with our property, as they always have a justification for it. Oh, we're here from the government. We want to help you. We want to protect you. We want to make sure that when you build your house, it's built really very, very well. But of course, they're not interested in your, you know, having a good house. They want to control what you do. This is what it's all about. And the American people have accepted all of these rules and regulations.
That's right. It's not that regulations themselves are necessarily bad. In fact, it's very clear that if Bastiat is correct, we need a set of laws to protect us, not only from government, as we're talking about now, but from each other. Because there are those who are unscrupulous that want to take what's yours. And therefore, we need a set, an infrastructure of a legal system that protects the individual rights of people from predators as well as from the government. And, you know, we talked about Joseph Stiglitz and how he is a Keynesian philosopher and so forth in the World Bank, and why he was so frustrated in the World Bank and seeing all these nasty things done. And he believed this concept of having government and having the rules and regulations, but he followed this concept that the government ought to control everything. The only reason you should have rules and regulations is to protect life, liberty, and property. All these other things are done for some ulterior reason that the elite can convince individual people that that's good for them and therefore they ought to do it, but it's always at the expense of someone else.
And, of course, what they want to do is regulate everybody but themselves.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, what we're seeing today is the ever-increasing power of government in the name of fighting terrorism, taking away all of our rights. And you say, oh, well, I haven't lost any rights yet. You don't think you've lost rights? You start looking in the stores. There's always a video camera. You look on the freeway, the highways, there's always video cameras. Most of the new cars, you know, are being provided with means of monitoring you. Every cell phone you have, they know exactly where you are if that cell phone is on. The whole idea is about regulating the individual. And
yes,
getting to the point where nobody will buy or sell unless
which
they wear the mark of the beast or be known by the number of his name. This is what it's really all about, because behind this whole move towards world government are these dark spiritual forces of the Antichrist.
No question about it. Bastiat said that since an individual cannot lawfully use force against the person, liberty, or property of another individual, then the common force, that's the government, for the same reason cannot lawfully be used to destroy the person, liberty, and property of individuals or groups. Who will dare say that the force has been given to us to destroy the equal rights of our brothers? When you read this, you all of a sudden realize that socialism is totally counter to liberty. It cannot exist in any kind of concept other than what's given to them by the state.
And, of course, liberty was limited government. Socialism is total government and tyranny.
Yes.
And which direction are we headed? We're headed towards total government and tyranny. And people say, well, we'd never lose our freedom here. And I would like to suggest that Babylon was conquered in one single day. Rome fell in one day. And if you don't think all the same problems are here that were in Babylon and ancient Rome, why you've never read Gibbon or have any grasp of what's happening, because in all of these countries was this moral decay which preceded the political destruction.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to say one other thing, Stan. Thomas Jefferson wrote this, and it really does drive home this point, that we need to understand that they have changed our total understanding of who we are as a nation. He said that when all government, domestic and foreign, and as little and as great things, shall be drawn to Washington, D.C. as it is, as the center of all power, it will render powerless the checks provided of one government on the other, and will become as venal and as oppressive as a government from which we have just separated.
But, of course, what he was really talking about was the courts. And he really said, he started out by saying, you know, I see the seeds of destruction of our society in the courts. And then the court system, the irresponsible court system for impeachment is scarcely a scarecrow, working as a thief by night, taking a little here, a little there, until all shall be centralized in Washington, D.C. And he saw within the courts this vehicle of doing that.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, most of it has come through the so-called Commerce Clause, which isn't really a clause at all. But the fact is that through the court systems and each individual law building on the other has gradually shifted us from this concept of a nation of the people, by the people, and for the people to a nation of the government over the people.
You're absolutely right. And what people must understand is our courts have been taken over by another force. And if you have not yet read my December newsletter, the story of Judge Roy Moore, and of course why the courts are so intent upon stopping him from displaying the Ten Commandments, we'll be glad to send you a free copy of my December newsletter, which tells you why the Supreme Court took God and prayer out of our schools. Everybody knows that they took God and prayer out of our schools, but they never tell you the real reason why.
Mm-hmm.
Have you read my December newsletter?
No, I haven't, Stan. In fact, I don't think I got it.
Well, if you don't have it, why, let me know, because we sent it out probably several weeks ago, and it's really one of the better ones we have, and I'm sure you're on our list. But if any of our listeners would like to get a free copy of that, give us a call, the December newsletter, or go to our website. You can call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. But the courts have betrayed their trust because we have people in the courts who are there not because they're interested in justice, but they're going along with this idea of establishing the new world order, the new world religion, the new ruling class.
I want to reinforce what you're just saying there. I am convinced, absolutely and positively, that the major battle in the 2000 presidential election wasn't over specifically George Bush and Albert Gore. It was over who controlled the White House and the new nominations for the court system, especially the Supreme Court. Because what we've seen there, and I think what was so desperate, and Al Gore said that a couple times during his campaign, is that we have to win because we have to control the court systems in order to be able to finalize the efforts that they're trying to do to strip us of our constitutional rights.
But, of course, the thing that bothers me, Michael, is that, is seven of the current nine Supreme Court justices were appointed by Republicans. Why would anybody think that just because we have a Republican in the White House like George W. Bush, that he would appoint somebody who believed in the Constitution? I will tell you that when I personally met George W. Bush, and the man next to me asked him if he would sign a bill dealing with education that was unconstitutional, his response was, "I don't understand the question."
Yeah.
And if he doesn't understand that simple question, why would we think that he would actually appoint somebody who would support the Constitution to the Supreme Court?
Yeah, I totally agree that many of his nominations are so-called centrists or are moderate Republicans, and they don't have a clue as to what we're talking about here tonight any more than the liberal Democrats do.
And that's why I think it's so vitally important that people read our material there. Of course, it's on our website at radioliberty.com. There's specifically the December newsletter as to why the Supreme Court took God and prayer out of our schools. Well, what is this new a book that you're working on going to be available, Michael?
Well, I'm putting the final wraps on it right now. I'm seeking a publisher, and of course, you know the review process takes a while. And I'm hoping to have it out in a couple of months. It's called the Plundering America by Law. And it's how legally, through the court systems and through the abuse of Congress in passing this legislation to draw all power to Washington, they have step-by-step brought us to a Russo form of government that's causing internal factions. We're ripping ourselves apart because of the fact that, and again, Bastier describes this very, very well. When you have these internal factions, when you have power in the hands of a few people, then you start aligning yourself with the various power structures, and you literally will rip yourself, the nation, apart, as you're seeing right now happening in the United States. And what we need to understand is that every step, everything that has been doing, you can relate right back to Jean-Jacques Rousseau as the motivating factor of drawing power to Washington.
No, of course, this has always been what we've been up against since the beginning of recorded time. There have always been those who wanted to rule others. And whether it be Nimrod, or whether it be the pharaohs, whether it be Nebuchadnezzar, whether it be Alexander the Great, or whether it be Napoleon, there have always been those who wanted to have control over the people of the world.
Absolutely.
But the one man who's come closer to this than any other is a man named Cecil Rhodes. And, of course, if you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you begin to get the idea how the Rhodes scholarships fit into this, how the great banking interests fit into this, and, of course, how, even though Cecil Rhodes has been dead for 100 years, his dream lives on today. In fact, any of our listeners who'd like to get more information on that, we have a wonderful four-tape set called Secret Societies, and it includes my analysis and going back to the secret society that Cecil Rhodes actually created. And then, of course, our Secret Government four-tape set has an interview with Professor Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, where he talks about the secret societies. They're there, ladies and gentlemen. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know what they're doing. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you'd like to give us a call, we've got about 3 or 4 minutes left. Our guest has been Dr. Michael Kaufman. How can people get in touch with your ministry, Michael?
You can call us at 1-800-799-9878 to order any of our products, or 207-945-9878. To discuss something that you might want to do to get me as a speaker, whatever the case might be, or go to our website, discerningtoday.org, discerningtoday.org.
All right, let's go to Rose, who's calling from New York, one of our longtime listeners and frequent callers. Hi, Rose. How are you doing?
Hi, fine. Thank you. Good evening. I would like to address that same issue that's going on in the world in the church. It is definitely that same way of thinking is in the church.
Absolutely.
You have people making decisions, and I've just had my own experience of it, of making decisions for other people because they know what's best.
Are you speaking now of the church growth movement?
No, I'm just thinking of church in general.
All
Christians
right.
who love the Lord, they really want to help somebody, and they will make choices for them without telling them because their intention is good. It still comes down to control and not realizing we don't have the right to determine someone else's choices.
Okay, good point. Anything else you'd like to say?
No, I would just add that, of course, you know that it's in the churches anyway. They're making the pastors controlling and things. It's just a whole way of thinking.
I see, but that's what this whole church growth movement is, control and manipulation. And the average person doesn't understand that this whole idea is put forward by a man named Peter Drucker, a transformational Marxist, and it's sweeping the churches today. Thanks so much, Rose. Dave, we've got just a moment for your call. Dave from Illinois, question or comment?
A quick comment, gentlemen. I've been watching very subtle brainwashing by the media and the collectivism in this country. And during sporting events, they talked about how the team support, the individual means nothing. There's just real subtle indoctrination into collectivism by the mainstream media that I've noticed. It's quite sickening to watch.
Okay, I think you're absolutely right. Anything else you'd like to say?
Just want to put that out there.
Okay, thanks very much. Thank you. Well, our guest this afternoon has been Dr. Michael Kaufman, and we carry one of his books. Is that what, One World, or what's that?
The Birth of World Government.
The Birth of World Government. Excellent book, which we recommend. It's simple, easy to read, and people have to understand that when the world government comes, freedom as we've known it will simply become a remembrance of things past. So, Michael, we've got about 2 minutes more. What is the message you would like to leave with our listeners today?
We need to recognize, Stan, that we are dealing a battle of ideas. We're dealing the battles of ideas primarily at the surface level, the one that we see, in what we call worldviews. We have basically the idea that the individual is sovereign, that we have a responsibility to God, that we have unalienable rights that are given by God, and therefore we have freedom and liberty and a prosperous system. And we didn't get into the economics of what happens, but that's the only way that you can create prosperity. Let me assure you, it is the only way. The other is the Jean-Jacques Rousseau concept that the government should control everything, that the government in its wisdom is able to do everything correctly, that a small group of elitists basically decide what you can and cannot do, and that's where we're heading. In fact, we're way down the road towards that right now. On the spiritual side of this, though, is that we need to recognize underneath this, the driving force is demonic, and that we need to realize that we are in a war, a spiritual war of good and evil. And until we do that and get on our knees and start to pray that God's will would prevail, we're going to continue to lose. Or even if we do lose, we're going to lose big. If we lose because we are following God's way, we'll be able to save many people.
Amen to that. And I think that's really the thing that so many of our leaders miss. I mean, they either talk about things from a Christian or spiritual point of view, or they talk about it from a political point of view, but you can't separate them at all. And this is why I always enjoy having Dr. Kaufman with us, because he recognizes we're fighting a spiritual battle on a political and ideological battlefield. God bless you, Michael. Thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to seeing your book. Let me
Thank
know
you.
When it's available. We'll get you on our programs.
All right, Sam.
Bye-bye.
Another of our fascinating four tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps, and it's four interviews with people talking about the move to establish concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that. And yet, if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance. And, of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps comes from the executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well happen, what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Let me mention a couple of the tape sets we have that will help you better to understand what we're talking about. We have a four-tape set, and pardon me, it's three videos. They're called The Amazing Clips, and you'll actually see the hearings before the Watergate, pardon me, when they were Iran-Contra hearings, where, of course, Congressman Jack Brooks is asking Oliver North about the fact that there was a plan that he was working on to suspend the Constitution and take away the people's freedom, and Senator Inouye repeatedly interrupting because they don't want the American people to know that there is a plan to establish a dictatorship in America. And then Congressman Gonzalez coming on and saying, well, the only person who got close to the truth was Representative Jack Brooks. But there really is a plan in case of a national emergency or terrorism to arrest Americans and put them into concentration camps. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not foolishness. The amazing clips are the most amazing clips that you've ever seen. They're available as three videos, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have a similar tape set that has a lot of other very similar video footage, and sometimes a picture is worth a thousand words. It's called The Shocker. So you can get I would not get both of them. I would either get The Shocker, which is two tapes, or the Amazing Clips, which is three videotapes. Get this information and then, of course, play it for others. It is up to you to help us get the word out. The trouble is that most Americans are just so busy being busy, they can't believe there could be anything really going on. Of course, one purpose of the church growth movement is to get people into the church and get them so busy, they're not going to be able to understand what's really happened, become so dependent upon the group through the process of the dialectics of the diaprax that they will not dare to speak out. Because if they do, of course, they will be no longer be accepted by the group. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty really is listener-supported, and we're dependent upon those of you out in the listening audience who listen to our programs week in and week out to join our Radio Liberty family of supporters. And if you believe that we are in trouble, if you believe that maybe we have information you won't get elsewhere, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And of course, think about joining the Radio Liberty family. If you'd like a free copy of my December newsletter, we talked about that before, but it's the newsletter that tells you why the members of the United States Supreme Court took God and prayer out of our schools. And you'll be shocked by what you read there. And yet it's all documented, and we'll give you all sorts of documentation if you really want to. But first of all, you have to know that there's a problem before you can come up with a solution. So if you'd like a free copy of our newsletter that deals with why the Supreme Court took God and prayer out of our schools, the number 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We hope that many of you will want to go to our website at radioliberty.com. There's all sorts of interesting things there. You'll see pictures of the Georgia Guidestones, where the plan is laid out to kill off over 90% of the American population. Point number one on the message from the dark side on the Guidestones, and this is an occult monument, incidentally, is maintain the world population at 500 million in constant balance with nature. And since there's a billion people, if we're going to get down to 500 million, that's we're going to have to kill off over 90% of the population. And there really are people who believe that way because they have a different concept of what's right and wrong. And they worship a different God. And then, of course, you can get my Population Control Agenda monograph and so many other exciting things on our website at radioliberty.com. But you can also go there and you can listen to our programs on the Internet 5 hours every day on the Genesis Network, on the American Freedom Network, and on the Radio Liberty Network. And, of course, if you would want to pull down our newsletters, you're welcome to pull them down, to copy them, to help us disseminate the truth that you're not going to get from other sources. And then, of course, we list many of the items that we actually sell, and we do sell the various Berkey products, the Big Berkey and the Berkey Light products and the post filters. And if you buy at least the Berkey the Big Berkey or the Berkey Light through Radio Liberty, you get a 4-tape set and or a video we produced absolutely free as an incentive to get them through us. And of course, the number to call is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And you get information on the Miracle Dew products, soap products, and of course on the Phenopoly, and then of course on the Institute of the Constitution. And we hope that every one of you out there will give serious consideration to setting up an Institute of the Constitution and helping us to train people about our Christian heritage and how we lost it. The number for the Institute of the Constitution is 410-760-9068. That's 410-760-9068, or go to their website at IOTC Online. That's IOTC Online. That's the Institute of the Constitution Online.com. And again, the number 410-760-9068, because if we aren't really concerned about our freedom, who's going to be? If we aren't involved today, when will we be involved? And if not us, who? And so join us in this epic struggle to determine whether this nation or any nation conceived under God can long endure. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and for our ministers. But please don't forget to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, because we're on the very front lines of this battle, and we intend to increase our exposure to try to awaken the American people. I belong to most organizations, and most organizations are not doing anything. At least we're telling you the truth, and we've got a plan, and you work with us. We want to take America back. We want to preserve the freedom that we inherited from generations past for generations unborn. And so until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.